College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll play the audio here in a second where Lonzo basically said it's championship or bust. And I think it's really interesting because I really wish the Cavs agreed with Lonzo. I don't think it's championship or bust because look at what they've done. They've stood pat.
My problem is that if it's championship or bust, that usually implies that there's repercussions for not reaching that point. And I would ask you or anyone listening out there, what are the repercussions for this team not hitting the standard that we want for them? I mean, in a couple years, they're going to have to decide, as we've talked about, between Donovan and Darius and what direction they're going to go. But is it after this season? Is that what that is? If they don't accomplish their goals, finally, Kobe Altman will say uncle and break up the team?
No, I think the true, because I don't, if he's not doing it this offseason, I don't know what will coerce him into doing it other than the second apron.
I agree with you. And so I don't see the actual repercussions.
Will be you lose Donovan in a year. That'll be the repercussions. If they get bounced out again in the second round of the playoffs, and I would not fault Donovan if that happens. He's still coming up on his next big decision. And if you've topped out in the second round again, and we're still talking about fit issues, but it's not as if Darius is going to get any healthier next year. If Darius is going to be, his value is going to be any different.
So if that's true, then I hope Donovan has the awareness of this and doesn't think that he's going to be a lifetime Cav. I hope he is playing next year with the understanding that if it doesn't go well, he could be playing in a much worse situation the following season.
Or a much better.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, he was fifth in MVP voting. There's going to be value for Donovan. I guess you can make a case if he ends up on another team in the East, he'll have just as good of a shot. This is a really good opportunity right now. There's a reason why LeBron and all these people are having the discussions about LeBron coming here. Like the Cavs are in a great spot, number one as far as the projected wins in the East and in a conference. You don't want to be in the West right now. You don't want to be in the West.
Yeah, but you could almost be anywhere in the East, and if the pieces fit around you, it might be a better situation. Like, I think I can understand if that's how Donovan would think. I'm not trying to tell the guy how to think, but I can understand if in a year's time he's like, we got four cracks at it. The thing has continued to happen. The Cavs are not committed to doing everything they can to win a championship because their version of that is just keep running it back. That's not
so that makes
anything.
It seem like Donovan wants out. You think this would be Donovan that would say, let's break up the band?
Yeah. Why would you fault him? Like in a year from now.
I mean, it's odd because like last year before the postseason got underway, or right as the postseason got underway, we had that Jared Greenberg report that just waxing poetic about the idea that Donovan believed he's never been in a better situation to have the postseason success he's always dreamed of.
And 2 years of getting bounced out again in the second round of the playoffs, well, 3 years technically, but 2 years in a row after making that, I think. Like, at some point, I couldn't fault Donovan if the goal is I have to elevate myself. You're going to be 30.
Yeah.
So, like,
time's running out.
And it's weird because he just signed the contract last year. I think there's this idea of he'll finish his career Cavalier. I've never felt that way. And by the way, the only guy that I actually think of the big three, if we want to go to the core four, the only two guys I think actually would finish their career in Cleveland are Darius and Jarrett, who are the two guys most likely to be dealt. Until Donovan says, I don't want to be here anymore.
Oh, you think Mobley just hits a spot where he just becomes too big for it all and then just gets out?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to hold this against him. He was the guy who did a pretty good job of trying to not get here in the first place.
That's right. He didn't want to work out with the Cavs.
And so it wouldn't upset me. It would upset me. It wouldn't surprise me if 2 years from now, let's say next offseason's the offseason of Donovan, and then a year after that, you have to take a step back, and then Evan gets frustrated. Yeah, I don't think this thing can be quicksand as much as it can be, you know, the jump ahead that they need.
I just think it's really interesting that Lonzo comes in here and he lays it out in the way that I think a lot of people outside looking in would. Like, and you're coming to this situation, you're like, they're the number one team in the East last year. They won 64 games. They accomplished this. They accomplished that. Like, the expectation should be win a ring. That should be what they're doing here. And inside, it just doesn't feel like that's the same, I don't know, message. It doesn't feel like it's the same vibe that everyone's getting.
I mean, I think I'm sure they preach, hey, our time is now. I'm sure they're doing that. I don't think they're holding hands, and I don't think it's kumbaya, and you know what? Whatever you do is fine.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But there is, like, the tone is set by how you act and how you react. And your reaction has been no reaction. And that's not, again, it's a valid choice. It's probably going to mean a lot of really regular season fun. But when you don't break up the core four, when the fits are obvious,
mm-hmm.
I mean, at some point, I wonder if one of the reasons they haven't been able to break up the core four is everyone just tries to hold them hostage because they know how bad the fit is, right? That wouldn't surprise me if that's a complicating factor on top of the second apron. And yet, they haven't made a move that, like, yeah, I love the comparison of Lonzo Ball, what that means for you, for Alex Caruso. The difference is that's a team that fit together. They were missing a definitive piece. What the Cavs are missing, you're not going to get by just, oh, hey, Craig Porter Jr., he's playing a lot of, it's a 15-minute-a-night guy
now. Well, that's kind of what they sold us, right, at the end of the season with Kobe Altman and talking about Atkinson and him having a full offseason to develop these guys. That is kind of what they sold you.
So
it's funny we mock it and we kind of laugh at it, but that is what they tried selling us.
I agree. I don't think they've tried. I think people have bought it hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, really?
I think people in the NBA listen to them. They'll talk about the Lonzo deal as the Caruso deal. They'll talk about Jalen Tyson. I like Jalen Tyson. I'm excited to see the kid do it. And I think if Kenny can turn this into a situation where you can bring young players in, and you got a first rounder again next year, if you can bring young players in and turn them into useful role players, that can extend the life of this thing so much more than we realize. It's not the thing that's going to get you over the hump. The thing that's going to get you over the hump is either the four players, your four best players, playing the best version of themselves, being the best version of themselves in the playoffs, and fitting together, or it's going to be making the you-know-what-on-the-table move. And I just... we're putting it all in one basket, and I think there's substantial risk there. And I, you know, like it, it's a, there is a part of me as a fan that's frustrated that Lonzo's saying it's ring or nothing. And I just don't see a reason to believe it's going to be anything other than nothing next year if that's the kind of thing.
I do like that this is Lonzo's mentality. I don't know that it makes a difference if Lonzo believes it's ring or nothing or not, but I do like that it's his mentality, at least for now.
Yeah. And by the way, I think it's Donovan's mentality, I would feel like. Evan and Darius are so young, I don't know what it's going to be. And I don't know Jared has that dog in him. And I don't mean that as like a disrespect. He's a really good NBA player. He's a former All-Star. This dude's going to go out of the NBA from the 21st or 22nd pick. He will have made $200 to $300 million in his career. He'll be one of the better bigs of his era. And yet, I don't know he's suddenly going to find it. I don't know he's suddenly going to find the whatever you call it to be that guy that changes the game in the postseason.
Yeah, I still am open to the idea that they'd move him this offseason. I know we're getting late in this offseason to actually see moves. I'm still open to that idea that they eventually do find some sort of new home for Jared Allen.
That one is a bit easier than the Darius thing. I think the ship has sailed with the Darius thing. But back to it. Again, the Cavs' decision-making to this point, it's valid. I don't agree with the line of thinking, but I understand, and they have earned some modicum of trust for me. But when Lonzo says it's ring or nothing, I just wish they would show me that they believe that too.
Well, but it also doesn't feel like it's ring or nothing in many respects. It does feel like making the NBA Finals without LeBron would be a massive deal to this organization.
216-474-0092. Should the Cavs mindset be what Lonzo Ball says it is, which is ring or nothing, and a huge moment for Cleveland that I still don't entirely understand? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.